Wilbur was frantic. Charlotte's babies were disappearing at a great rate. "Come back, children," he cried. "Goodbye," they called. "Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye." At last, one spider took time enough to stop and talk to Wilbur before making its balloon. "We're leaving here on the warm updraft. This is our moment for setting forth. We are aeronauts, and we are going out into the world to make webs for ourselves." "But where?" asked Wilbur. "Wherever the wind takes us. High, low, near, far, east, west, north, south. We take to the breeze. We go as we please." "Are all of you going?" asked Wilbur. "You can't all go. I would be left alone, with no friends. Your mother wouldn't want that to happen, I'm sure." The air was now so full of balloonists that the barn cellar looked almost as though a mist had gathered. Balloons by the dozen were rising, circling, and drifting away through the door, sailing off on the gentle wind. Cries of "goodbye, goodbye, goodbye" came weakly to Wilbur's ears. He couldn't bear to watch anymore. In sorrow, he sank to the ground and closed his eyes. This seemed like the end of the world, to be deserted by Charlotte's children. Wilbur cried himself to sleep. When he woke in the late afternoon, he looked at the egg sack. It was empty. He looked into the air. The balloonists were gone. Then he walked drearily to the doorway where Charlotte's web used to be. He was standing there, thinking of her, when he heard a small voice. "Salutations," it said. "I'm up here." "So am I," said another tiny voice. "So am I," said a third voice. "Three of us are staying. We like this place, and we like you." Wilbur looked up. At the top of the doorway, three small webs were being constructed. On each web, working busily, was one of Charlotte's daughters. "Can I take this to mean," asked Wilbur, "that you have definitely decided to live here in the barn cellar, and that I'm going to have three friends?" "You can indeed," said the spiders. "What are your names, please?" asked Wilbur, trembling with joy. "I'll tell you my name," replied the first little spider, "if you tell me why you are trembling." "I'm trembling with joy," said Wilbur. "Then my name is Joy," said the first spider. "What was my mother's middle initial?" asked the second spider. "A," said Wilbur. "Then my name will be Arania," said the spider. "How about me?" asked the third spider. "Will you just pick out a nice, sensible name for me? Something not too long, not too fancy, and not too dumb?" Wilbur thought hard. "Nellie?" he suggested. "Fine, I like that very much," said the third spider. "You may call me Nellie." She daintily fastened her orb line to the next spoke of the web. Wilbur's heart brimmed with happiness. He felt that he should make a short speech on this very important occasion. "Joy, Arania, Nellie," he began, "welcome to the barn cellar. You have chosen a hallowed doorway from which to string your webs. I think it is only fair to tell you that I was devoted to your mother. I owe my very life to her. She was brilliant, beautiful, and loyal to the end. I shall always treasure her memory. To you, her daughters, I pledge my friendship forever and ever." "I pledge mine," said Joy. "I do too," said Arania. "And so do I," said Nellie, who had just managed to catch a small gnat. It was a happy day for Wilbur, and many more happy, tranquil days followed. As time went on, and the months and years came and went, he was never without friends. Fern did not come regularly to the barn anymore. She was growing up, and was careful to avoid childish things, like sitting on a milk stool near a pig pen. But Charlotte's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, year after year, lived in the doorway. Each spring, there were new little spiders hatching out to take the place of the old. Most of them sailed away on their balloons. But always two or three stayed and set up housekeeping in the doorway. Mr. Zuckerman took fine care of Wilbur all the rest of his days, and the pig was often visited by friends and admirers, for nobody ever forgot the year of his triumph in the miracle of the web. Life in the barn was very good night and day, winter and summer, spring and fall, dull days and bright days. It was the best place to be, thought Wilbur, the warm, delicious cellar, with the garrulous geese, the changing season, the heat of the sun, the passage of swallows, the nearness of rats, the sameness of sheep, the love of spiders, the smell of manure, and the glory of everything. Wilbur never forgot Charlotte. Although he loved her children and grandchildren dearly, none of the new spiders ever quite took her place in his heart. She was in a class by herself. It is not often that someone comes along who is a true friend and a great, good writer. Charlotte was both. The end.